Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
That's right, American Nuck Radio, Saturday edition. As y'all well know, the show don't go until after you've had your daily hello. Good afternoon, you American Nuckers. Happy, happy Saturday. It's the 267th day with 98 remaining in 2022. Today is National Family Health and Fitness Day. The day promotes family involvement in physical activity in support of one of the goals of the U.S. Surgeon General's report on physical activity and health. Bravo, Sarah. At Seatbelt Check Saturday, the proper use of child safety seats is the leading preventative measure parents and child care providers can implement to avoid injury and death in young children. With one child under the age of 13 injured in an automobile accident every 33 seconds, the National Highway Safety Administration, NHTS, hopes everyone will spread the news. It's National Punctuation Day, Brad Staggs would love it. And that commemorates all punctuation, a period, a comma, a semicolon, and a question mark, and an exclamation point are examples of the punctuation used in writing. They separate sentences and their elements to clarify meaning. Without them, meaning would be lost or up for interpretation. It's National Singles Day. Hey, I are one of those. The day recognizes nearly half of the U.S. population who, whether by choice or by circumstance, remain unattached. I'm still hunting. The day not only celebrates the accomplishments of singles, but aims to break down myths surrounding the singles lifestyle. Most singles don't go through life depressed and directionless. Their social lives are active and full of purpose. It's also a Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving. The Schwenkfelders are the descendants of a small Protestant sect that sprang up in Germany around the time of the Reformation. Wow, what a word. In 1734, they were followers of Caspar Schenkfeld, a theologian, and his followers separated from the Protestant circles and formed the brotherhood that still survives as the Schwenkfelder Church. Most Schwenkfelders now live in Pennsylvania Dutch country. Hey, does that mean that Miss Holly can hear him? I would think so. Alrighty, it's National Public Lands Day, and it's the nation's largest single day volunteer effort for public lands. Volunteers give back by repairing trails, collecting trash, or other maintenance needed around the parks. It's also Save Your Photos Day. This is a great day to back up those digital photos and organize all those boxes of Polaroids. The day reminds us these precious memories are perishable. Whether through natural disasters like floods, fires, or tornadoes, or humans one like spilled liquids and computer viruses, photos in any form are fragile. Backing them up is necessary for long haul. It's also National Ghost Hunting Day. Hey, Ron, you have a day. As part of the world's largest ghost hunt, National Ghost Hunting Day kicks off an annual international investigation of the paranormal. Ghost hunting stirs up images of abandoned mansions with murderous histories. For others, ghost hunting involves a specter guarding ancient crypts. Centuries-old ghost stories around the world focus on historical records or literature, science, religion, and academia debate their existence. It's also National Hunting and Fishing Day. The day recognizes the conservationist and preservationist found in those who hunt and fish across the country. For those who enjoy hunting and fishing, doing so responsibly is important. Following safety guidelines keeps them and others safe. However, they also strive to keep their hobbies alive. To do so, they follow the laws and guidelines put in place for each season. Listen to your government. We're here to help. It's National Cherries Jubilee. The original method didn't include ice cream. Instead, the chef poached cherries in a simple syrup and poured warm brandy over them. And then, just before serving, dramatically set the alcohol aflame. Watch out for them, fuzzy wigs. It's day 925 of 14 to flatten the curve. And our funny for the day, because I forgot to post it, let me scroll and read it. How do you seduce a farm girl? A tractor. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, drone. That's terrible. That's way worse than terrible. That's just, that's darn right depressing. No, that's what the doctors use on your tongue. Everybody, welcome. This is the Rock'em Sock'em Saturday Show. This is American Neck Radio time slot. I'm your host, Leprechaun, for, as I call it, the Rock'em Sock'em Saturday Show. And on Saturday, since everybody has already had their fill of politics for the week, I like to play music. And hope. Hopefully good music. So to kick this baby off, let's do a set. In this first one, I've got Bob Seger and Huey Lewis. Now, to me, both these gentlemen, I think, could sing each other's songs because they sound alike. You tell me if you think they sound alike. Let's progress and make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of Saturday. And get to the tunes, my friends. Huey Lewis and Pink Floyd. Or, I mean, Huey Lewis and Bob Seger. My error. To the tunes.
Against the West Coast, Warner Brothers are such good hosts. I raise my whiskey glass and give them a toast. I'm sure they know it's true. I got no rap against the Southern states. Every time I've been there, it's been great. But now I'm leaving and I can't be late. And to myself be true, I'm done. Tennessee. I guess I'll miss it every single day. But no one loves me anyway. I know my plane is due. The one that's going to Kathmandu. Up to the mountains where I'm going to. If I ever get out of here, that's what I'm gonna do. Kathmandu. Really, really, really going to. If I ever get out of here. If I ever get out of here. If I ever get out of here. I'm gonna Kathmandu.
Oh, that was Huey Lewis and the News. And it was also Bob Seger. I still think those two guys sound alike. But what do I know? Hey, you know what you can do? You could go over there to Tubes of You, you know, YouTube, and go and subscribe over there at Romika Designs. Mm-hmm. And you can even watch stuff being made. I watched the sign that I have that says on air. It's hanging on my front door right now. And it was made by them fine folks over there at Romika Design. So get over there, subscribe, and like, and share it so everybody else can too, because it's pretty cool watching him make stuff over there off the laser printers. And he's expanding what he can do with them too. So help Ron out, more subscribers, share, and like, and get your friends to subscribe too. More music on this fantastic tie-dye festival Saturday. Whew, chilly Willy. Man, we went from 97s to, cut glass with your chest kind of cold. Brr. But it's pretty on the scenery. Ooh. All right, music. That's what you want. I got Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin in this set. Or do I have? Yeah, I sure do. That's what it says. It's got the two of them together. So let's do it, my friends and family. Let's play some tunages. Drain damage. Play.
On the grass, the lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. Open many years too soon. And if there is no room upon the hill, and if your head explodes with other bones too, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, someone in my head, but it's not me. And if the cloud bursts thunder in your ear, you shout and no one seems to hear. And if the band you're in starts playing, I'll see you on the dark side.
All it glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway here. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have to mean. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts
Stairway to Heaven. Yeah, I know I can't sing. I never claimed to be able to sing. But if you go to givemelibertynow.org/mojo50, yep, that's givemelibertynow.org/mojo50. You can see Nick Searcy's movie, Capital Punishment, especially before the last hearing comes out from them yahoos on the January 6th committee. So get on over there. Check that movie out. It's $10, but oh man, is it money well spent. It is eye-opening and enlightening and thoroughly contradicts the narrative being portrayed in the lame stream media. Because, hey, that's what they are. They're lame stram. Yeah, it's like when you've had too much to drink and it goes both ways at once. Yep, no control. That's like them. All right, more tunages, me friends and fam demle. We're running out of clock time quick. And man, I've only done, what, two sets? Yeah, we had, this is only the third set. Jeez, oh, Pizzo Luizo. We're running time quick. Oh, I should do, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, seeing how we are burning up the clock so repetitively, I guess.
Romper, bomper, stomper, boo, tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today, have all my friends had fun at play?
I hope so. We got all kinds of bodies. You know, there's me cousins, there's Marlene and Nettie and Cheryl and Vicky. Hi, guys. And Tamara. I guess I'd be a cousinette because it's the daughter of my cousin. So that would make it, you know, if that's my cousin, that would be my second cousin, I guess. Or cousinette, cousin squared. Yeah. And listen to my brother who's healing up, Brad. He got put under the knife. And David making sure he's getting all better. Yay. Let's see. Marlene and Jennifer and Nettie. Let's see. Who am I missing? Everybody. My goodness gracious. We got Heather here in the house. We're at the tie-dye fest. Yay. She drove all the way from Carolinas, North Carolina. And don't forget, Miss Holly with Demet with Beaver today at 5 p.m. Eastern is single ladies, from what I understand. And I think they even might have a Southern California gal in there responding. Interesting. And let's see, Miss Diana, get well, hon. I hope you're feeling better after yesterday. And there's Mojo Jedi and Jennifer and Mike and Becca and Kim and Jack Hole Lazarus and Gummy and who we got? Jason and Carla. There's New York Crafting. There's Farmer, hey buddy. My own favorite little homegirl, Ms. Audrey out there in the West Coast. Love HB. So purdy. And works at Disney to boot. Yeehaw. Let's see, there's Rick and Miss Kathy. Hi, hon. How are you? There's Chelsea and Knights Husseini, who's part of Off Track. You see them on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Mojo. There's Crystal and Fred and Miss Emily. There's Rob and Jason and Magneto. There's Chelsea. There's Liz. Hi, Sue. Miss Olga way up there. Maine, I think, right? Maine. Can't forget Lenny and Kevin. Poor guy cast only a couple more months or a month and a half. Miss Melissa. Hi, Michelle. There's Mallory and Kelly out there playing across the pond in the basketball team. Miss Nikki. Hello, Miss Rocky with an eye. There's Crystal, my cousin Gloria. Hey, I always did call her Aunt Gloria, though, growing up. There's Dark Phoenix over on the island. There's Murray. There's Fem Demley from back home. Jen, Bob, Allie, and Nick. Hi, guys. And can't forget Chet and Robert and Danny and Timmy. There's Klopp, Ms. Erica, Peyton, who posts the shows first. There's Ethan. There's Lynn. Hey, brother, how you doing? Hey, Tommy, how you doing, my friend? Ms. Jamie and I because I'm playing in the tie-dye fest, we like kind of, I'm playing hooky. She's ready to do the show. She might even be on by herself, but I was playing hooky, so I didn't show up. Shh, don't tell Miss Jamie the other half of Ain't You a Peach that I played hooky. Let's see, can't forget Ms. Debbie. And Ms. Linda. Oh, speaking of Ms. Debbie, her husband Shane. Yeah, he got promoted. Yay. Yeah, he's now the senior manager. He's a senior manager. Yeah, I think that's cool. Congratulations, brother. I give you grief, but yeah. Kudos. That's a great accomplishment. All right, let's see. I think I've got everybody. Oh, and Sarah, if you're there today, hi, dear. I think that covers everybody, and that gives us, oh, I don't know, like 20-ish minutes or so left in the show, and about 33 minutes of songs. I see carryovers until next week. Ooh, that last set, I'm going to make a what the set out of. Yeah. It'll be obvious. All right, this set. Why do I talk about the last set? We haven't even played this set. How about Bad Company and Aerosmith? We haven't heard from neither in a while. So roll them tunes, boy. Let's make our feet tap. Play. Hey, that's the second one. What happened to the first one? Ain't she a cutie? And just as I click the button, my nose itches are what makes me want to sneeze. Oh, no. Am I right? Nope, guess not. Cool. It was one of those wind-ups and no deliver. Hey, you know, seeing how I'm down at the tie-dye festival this weekend, you know, if you want to get away yourself, the best way to do it is to get a hold of the travelcookie.com. Yippers, the travelcookie.com can square you away for wherever you want to get away to. And, you know, since the fall has a fallen, you might want to go see the pretty colors, although I heard on the news that they're going to be not as pretty this year because of climate change. Bravo, Sierra. They're going to be just as pretty as they always are. Get out and see them, and the best way to do it is go hit the travelcookie.com. All right, this next set, because we're getting close, man. We're like down to 10-ish minutes. Bummer. And there's still 25 minutes of songs. Bummer. All right, we have a real song and then something that I swiped from Miss Rhea Beau from Sunday Long Live. But I so love it. But the song will explain it. So let's get to this short set. Kind of like me on my back. It's a short one. To the tunes.
Of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, dancing headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. Is a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila. I love the tequila. Now, if you've had too much tequila, what are you going to need? What? Obviously, you'll need to sleep. And the only way to sleep is with a MyPillow. Yep. You get on over there to Mr. Mike's site. That's MyPillow.com. Yep, MyPillow.com. Scroll over about three there at the top and then down three on the side where it says Radio Specials. And you click in there and you use a promo code MOJO50. And you can save yourself a whole bunches of dough, like 66% off on a whole bunch of that stuff. That's right. And especially if you've had all that tequila, you're going to want to sleep ya. So get over there to Mike's site and get you a MyPillow and use the promo code MOJO50. All right, darn. We are so out of time. Let's try this set. I don't think I'm going to be able to get through both songs on this set before we time out of run. As a matter of fact, I know we're not. Nope. The clock just changed. All right, we'll do the first one. How about some Boston? We haven't heard Boston in a while. Let's do a Boston to the tunage we've gone. Play. Thank you.
Thank you.
go. That wasn't bad. That was Boston High Power. Higher Power. I guess that's what happens when you're down at the Tie Dye Fest. It's a bunch of old hippies. Think of the 60s. And they always said, if you remember the 60s, you didn't really live the 60s. I was there. I don't know what happened. Hell, I don't even know who I am. Who am I? I don't know. My friends and family, it has been a fantastic Saturday. I hope you've enjoyed the tunes as much as I've enjoyed playing them for you. Until next week, stay happy, stay healthy. Above all, stay true to yourselves. Peace out, y'all. Until next time.
Happy trails to you.
Till we meet again.
American Rock Radio.